Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful sight. This morning, we begin our final day together, and we will have two sessions. But before we begin, just a reminder, please turn off your cell phones for the sake of the others in the overflow room. We'll have two sessions, followed by a break, and then Brother Minoru will be back with us again a little later this morning. You have handouts related to these two sessions. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been to a wedding? Have you ever been to a wedding where the bride did not show up? We would hate to be in that kind of situation. Of course, the worst situation of all would be that of the groom, right? He would be there in an expectant way, looking forward to this wonderful wedding day. And the bride, for whatever reason, doesn't make it. The bride is not ready. The bride hesitates. The bride decides maybe there's something better to do that day. So we would hate to see that kind of situation. But you know, brothers and sisters, we've had a week in which the topic has been the matter of turning the age. But this matter of turning the age is not just an objective kind of thing. It's actually a matter of the Lord seeking the bride. When the bride is ready, the age will be turned. And so we need to be in the business of doing what it takes to prepare the bride. And thank the Lord, by His mercy, we're all here in this room hearing these words. And the Lord is opening His heart to us to let us know that what He seeks more than anything else is not our good behavior, is not our practicing a certain kind of church life. He is looking for a group of people that are willing to love Him more than anything else in the whole world. And He's looking for a group of people that are willing to be constituted to be the bride of Christ. How about that for an occupation? How about that for a living? So the Lord is looking for a bride. Well, this is not just a matter that's in the air. But the bride is made ready in a certain kind of particular way. On the one hand, yes, through the growth in life, as the Lord increases in us, as the Lord lives His life through us, we begin to match Him in life and in nature. And in that way, we become the same as He is, so that we can be qualified to be His bride. But in another way, there is something for us that needs to be accomplished. You know, Brother Lee said, the Lord will come for His bride when there are built up churches spread throughout the entire inhabited earth. So there's a need for the increase and spread of Christ manifested in many local churches. Which brings us to the topic this morning in this first session, and that is, there's a need in a particular region of the earth for the Lord to gain local churches in which the brothers and sisters are living Christ, bearing His testimony, and matching Him as His bride. I'll read a quote for you. It's on the handout. You go to the back side in the first column. And about a quarter of a way down, it says this. If the Lord came back today, He would be ashamed because the bride has not yet been prepared. Suppose it is the day of your wedding and your bride is not present. Would that not be a shame to you? Certainly no bridegroom would come, stand, and wait for his bride until he was assured that she was prepared and adorned for him. The Lord Jesus is coming as the bridegroom for the bride. But where is the bride in all of Western Europe? Well, let me give you a little bit of context for this kind of statement. This is a statement that was made by Brother Lee in 1977. And I think you've heard in a couple of the other messages, the brothers describing our experiences in those days. And my experience is very much the same. In 1976, I had been in the church life for 1 year. And I met the sister who would become my wife of 37 years. And we were coming together. And then a word was presented to us in New York, an opportunity to move to Southern California, to be under Brother Lee in a particular way of being trained by him. And along with many others, we jumped at the opportunity. And our honeymoon consisted of migrating from New York to California. How about that? We didn't get to Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. But we had a honeymoon migrating from New York to California for the Lord and for his interest. And so we were there in 76 and into 77. And at this time, in April of 77, Brother Lee gave a conference in Stuttgart, Germany. And we have a quote on the handout from a book called The Kernel of the Bible. And this conference was given in Germany, in which he also continued to say the following, and further down in your reading, beginning with the line, young people. Young people. Young people. That was us then. This is you now. Young people, the Lord needs churches. And you must bear the burden for this. Surely the Lord desires a church in Madrid, the capital of the old Catholic country of Spain. Who is willing to be burdened to go there? The Lord is calling for this. Who will go to Paris, to London, to Rome? Thank the Lord, saints, there are churches in these places today. There was not at that time, that was not the case at that time. In these dark cities, there is no lampstand. Oh, the Lord is calling. Who is willing to be burdened to go to a major city in Europe so that the Lord may have a church there? The Lord is calling. He is calling you and me to bear the burden for the major cities in Europe, that he may have churches built up in the territory of the coming Antichrist. Go and tell others that today the Lord needs churches. Well, that was a word given in Stuttgart, Germany in April of 77. Brother Lee then went on a trip around Europe, visiting Rome, Geneva, Jerusalem. And he returned to the United States and he gave a conference in New York City in May of that same year, followed by another conference in Anaheim in May. We were there at that conference in Anaheim. I believe Brother Reggie was in the conference in New York. And we both heard, and all of us who were there heard, Brother Lee sound a call and even present a commission that we would be those who would prepare the bride by spreading the Lord's testimony over the whole earth, but especially to Europe and the Middle East. And you may wonder, well, why? Why? What's this about Europe? I'd like to read a couple of verses for you in Revelation 17. And the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings. Who have not yet received a kingdom, but receive authority as kings for 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and they give their power and authority to the beast. Who is the beast? The coming Antichrist. Who are the 10 horns which are 10 kings? According to the prophecy, This is the restored Roman Empire, which most essentially is based in the southern part of Europe, right? You're familiar with the history and the geography, you realize. When we talk about the Roman Empire, we're talking about this Mediterranean region, and particularly Europe. So these 10 kings have one mind, and they give their power and authority to the Antichrist. These will make war with the Lamb. Can you imagine? This is not a science fiction movie. This is the future. And for, I believe, many of us in this room may well live to see this happen. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. Now listen to this. And they who are with him, the called and chosen and faithful, will also overcome them. Do you want to be part of the called? Do you want to be part of the chosen? Do you want to be part of the faithful? The Lord is looking for such who will join him in spreading his testimony and fighting this kind of battle. Well, we don't have much time to share, but in our history in the 70s, this word and this commission was presented to us throughout the 70s, beginning in 1973. We will show you in just a moment a 4-minute video, which includes a speaking from Brother Lee in 1973 in the Summer Conference of Ephesians, in which he charged us to go east, to take the recovery and to go east. The Lord had already established his recovery in Asia. The Lord was establishing his recovery in North America. But now was the time to go east. Where? To Europe and to the Middle East, to Jerusalem in particular. And he continued to speak this in 1977 with this trip that I mentioned to Stuttgart and then eventually back to the United States. The enemy came in, young people, to usurp this move. But we believe strongly that once the Lord speaks a word, he will not let it go. And we believe the Lord is coming back to this word now, in this generation. And so in this video, we also have another word from Brother Lee from 1991, which indicates over a 20-year period, Brother Lee did not let this burden go. This is a particular commission given to us. And now is our opportunity. So we'll show you the 4-minute video, and then Brother Reggie will share.
I'm so thankful to be here with the brothers and with all of you at this moment. I believe this is a moment and a time that the Lord has been waiting for. It's a particular opportunity for the Lord. I hope that I can speak something that is represents the heart of the Lord, that represents what is in the Lord's heart. During this week, we've been prepared to realize that the Lord is looking for a dispensational instrument that would afford him the way to consummate this age. Many of the believers are looking and waiting for the Lord's coming, but as Brother Ray shared, Brother Lee shared in 1977 in Stuttgart, the Lord is waiting for churches. The churches are the testimony of Jesus. If we understand the prophecy in the Bible, and if we understand the mind of the Lord, we must realize that for the Lord to come back, and for there to be no churches as his testimony, as his expression, would be a shame to him. Brother Lee, the handout that you have, you can look at it later. He gave a brief view of the Lord's move in his recovery, beginning in China. The Lord had a desire to recover the church life as the proper expression of Christ. But because the situation in Europe and in the United States with regard to the church had been spoiled because of religion, the Lord was forced to go to China, which became a virgin soil, for the Lord to have a way to raise up his present recovery. Through the labor of the brothers in China, there were churches in all the major cities in China up around the time of 1949. Then all of a sudden, with the communist takeover, all that they had done seemed to have been lost. Brother Lee said that for a long time he had a deep regret for the loss of all that the Lord had done there in China. Then in this message, which was given in 1973 in Los Angeles, Brother Lee said that the Lord had showed him that although China was used by the Lord for the raising up of his recovery, China was not the right place for the spreading of the recovery, mainly due to the language. So that all the Lord that had shown them at that time had been locked up in the language, which was not common to so many people on this earth. And so Brother Lee realized that under the Lord's sovereignty, even what the enemy had done to damage the Lord's move in China was used by the Lord to force his move into the English-speaking world. In a book that was given concerning the world situation and the Lord's move, Brother Lee shared that the Lord has an ultimate world situation. The Lord's move always follows the world situation. And so for the ultimate world situation, the Lord has raised up the United States with a particular purpose for the spreading of his recovery. By the Lord's grace and mercy, Brother Lee was able to bring the ministry of the Lord's recovery to the United States, and the Lord gave him a peaceful environment and situation in which all the truths that the Lord had shown to the brothers in China with the further revelation given by the Lord to Brother Lee was able to be released in the English language. As a result of that, the ministry of the Lord's recovery was able to spread to all the continents, and churches were able to be raised up. Then Brother Lee shared in 1973 the principle regarding the Lord's move, and that is, in the book of Acts, you can see that the Lord ascended from the Mount of Olives, and the church began, and then in Zechariah, we're told that the Lord will return to the Mount of Olives. This establishes a principle, and he applied this principle to the matter of the church, that just as the church began from Jerusalem and then spread, the church will return back to Jerusalem before the Lord's return. Well, from 1973, that word regarding the need of the Lord to have a spread, that Brother Lee made a clear statement that the Lord had brought the recovery to the United States, but that the United States was not the goal, but that the Lord wanted to bring the recovery, spread the recovery back to Europe and eventually back to Jerusalem. This was a very clear word by him. Then, as Ray shared, in 1977, after Brother Lee had visited Israel and Europe, he had a deep realization that there was no possibility that the bride of Christ could be prepared in that place, full of religion and tradition. So the bride, the Lord raised up his recovery, particularly so that the bride could be prepared. Brother Lee shared, he realized that the way that the Lord would prepare the bride, the way that the Lord would consummate the age, would be that just like the Lord did when he was in his earthly ministry, as recorded in the four Gospels, the Lord did not begin his ministry, and the Lord did not call his disciples in Jerusalem and Judea, but rather because the situation there had also been spoiled at that time by religion. So the Lord was forced to go to Galilee, and the Lord called some Galileans. It was the Galileans that the Lord some young people, some young Galileans that the Lord called, and then he trained them for a period of about 3.5 years. And after training them, he sent them back to Jerusalem for his testimony. Brother Lee said that the Lord would do the same thing today. Because of the situation in Europe had been spoiled, he said that the Lord would use the United States for the preparation of a group. He likened Europe and Israel to Jerusalem of the day of his earthly ministry. And he likened the United States, and particularly the campuses in the United States, he likened them to Galilee. And he said the Lord would go to the Galilee, that is the campuses in the U.S., and would gain a group of young people and would train them and then would send them back to the campuses in the U.S. to gain more for his move, and also to Europe for the raising up of his testimony as a preparation of the bride. Well, the reason I began my speaking by saying the Lord has been waiting for this opportunity is this. The word that I just spoke to you, that Brother Lee released in 1977 when we returned from Israel and from Jerusalem, from Europe, when he came to New York, he spoke this word to us. I was 25 years old at that time when we heard these messages. We were the ones the Lord spoke this word to, and we were the ones the Lord called with this vision and with this burden to receive this commission, to be trained by the Lord, and then to go to Europe and to Israel to bring his testimony. As Ray mentioned, Brother Lee had a desire to raise up a training in two places in the United States, in Boston and in Anaheim. There was a turmoil right at that time when Brother Lee had this burden. There was a turmoil in the Lord's recovery. Do you know where the centers of the turmoil were? The center of the turmoil was in two places, in Boston and in Anaheim. I didn't realize until later, but Brother Lee had really spoken in the book, The Present Situation and the Lord's Recovery and the Present Situation of Religion. He spoke a word, how he said that this word touched the heart of the enemy. The enemy hated what the Lord intended to do with the young people. So as a result of the turmoil, as a result of the rebellion that took place in the Lord's recovery, many dear young people were lost from the Lord's recovery. And the opportunity to carry out that commission passed away from our generation. But what I want to impress with you is this, that opportunity doesn't come every year. After we lost that opportunity in 1977, the land had been purchased in Boston. We were clearing the land and preparing for a training center. Brother Lee planned to come there for half a year to train us. But after the opportunity was lost, it didn't come back after 5 years. It didn't come back after 10 years. It didn't come back after 20 years. It didn't come back after 30 years. It was not until 2011 that the Lord came back, like Ray said. The Lord may be delayed, but he will never be defeated. Now the Lord is coming back to fulfill the word that he spoke, that he wants to gain a group of young people, constitute them with the reality of Christ through the training, and then commission them and send them to go to Europe. And I just want to encourage you, bring this matter to the Lord. When the Lord's people move, he moves. When the Lord's people do not move, he doesn't move. The opportunity has come to you and to your generation. I just hope that you would offer yourself to the Lord willingly to meet his need, that this age may be consummated. Lord Jesus, we love you. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord, we give you all these precious, dear young people. We pray that a good number of them would offer themselves to meet your need in Europe and in Israel.